We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
And
Happy New Year!
The year is almost over.
It's been an amazing year.
Think of all the things you have done.
Think of all the things that you've learned.
Think of all the people you have met.
Think of the places you've gone.
Think of how God has blessed you and your family.
Give God thanks and praise.
Another day is over. Another day is done. The stars are out, the moon is shining, and now the time has come to rest and dream and wonder what tomorrow brings. A new day filled with special things. Where will you go? What will you see? Stars are out, the moon is shining, now the time has come to rest and dream and wonder what tomorrow brings. A new day, a new day, a new day will come. A new day, a new day, and this day is done.
Another day is over, and another year is over, too. And what do we call it?
New Year's!
That's right. And, you know, New Year's is a time when we make resolutions. You guys heard that word before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what it means?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay, what does it mean?
A resolution is sort of like a goal.
Right. Carolyn?
It's something when somebody has to promise themselves, and they have to try really hard on it.
Good. And are they hard to keep, though?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because there's things that, you know, we...
Sometimes they're really easy and sometimes they're really hard.
Uh-huh.
I made a resolution to be nice and I kept it for maybe a couple months.
That's pretty good, a couple months. Jamie?
I made a resolution to myself to try to keep my room clean for a whole week.
A whole week?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't sound like it would be too hard to keep. For a week, but how about for...
It was pretty hard for a week, actually.
Really? Okay. New Year's is a time when we can look back and think about lots of things that we need to work on. And we all have areas in our life that we need help. And it's hard sometimes to keep those resolutions. But you know what? We have a wonderful Father that we can turn to.
All that I am, and all that I see, and all that I know, and all that will be, I forever will thank Thee, for You are a mighty God. All that I am, and all that I see, all that I know, glory and honor are Yours. Such bountiful blessings of mercy and love, I give thanks to You. sovereign Lord. All that I am and all that I see, all that I know and all it will be, I forever will thank thee, for you are mighty God. I look at the forest, I walk in the fields, you make the land and the sea. I'll eat of the kindness, I'll drink of the grace you freely have offered to me. All that I am and all that I see, all that I know and all that will be, I forever will praise thee, for you are mighty God. All that I am and all that I see, all that I know.
Through the Bible, we can read stories about people who made mistakes, and God still used them to do mighty work. Can you think of some examples? And let's think about what they did wrong, and then tell us how they went on to do the work that God called them to do. Jessica?
Moses. Okay. Moses was called by God to go tell Pharaoh to let the Hebrews go, but he didn't want to because he told God he couldn't speak well. But God used him anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And Emily?
Jonah, he was told by God to go to Nineveh and tell the people to repent, mm-hmm. kind of like Moses was with Pharaoh. But mm-hmm. he also didn't want to go, except he tried running and hiding.
Yeah.
But God found him and punished him, and then Jonah realized that he had to go to Nineveh.
Yeah, and God really punished him in a funny way, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was on the boat, and it was stormy, and the sailors threw him overboard because they knew that God was angry with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he got swallowed by a big, gigantic whale.
Uh-huh. But he ended up doing God's work, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Tyler?
Zacchaeus.
Okay. Tell us about Zacchaeus, that wee little man, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a tax collector, and he was really mean. He took more than he was supposed to. And one day, Jesus and all his disciples came and ate with him. And after that, he gave back all the people's jewels and pearls and everything that he had taken from them.
And then he was a good person, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Alexa?
Peter?
Tell me about the disciple Peter.
Well, Peter denied Jesus 3 times, and then he went on to do great things by telling everybody else about God.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to do God's work and to be the kind of person that God calls us to be. We make mistakes, lots of mistakes. And we have a hard time forgiving ourselves sometimes. But, you know, God forgives us, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sent his son Jesus to show us the way.
We need to focus on Jesus.
Read God's word to see how Jesus lived. Learn how Jesus loved.
God forgives us when we do wrong, but that doesn't mean that we can keep on doing wrong without learning from our mistakes.
That's the way we grow closer to him.
We can't learn and grow closer to him on our own, can we?
No.
Can we keep our resolutions even?
Not without him.
Nope. It's really, really hard for a week or a month or a year or whatever. But if we turn to him and pray about it and read the Bible and stay focused on him, what can God do?
God can make you strong.
Stand on his promises, live his love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for the people and live by his power. God can make you strong.
One day, a sling and a stone, he faced his foe, and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you
from him and attest. His health is home, his wealth is family. The devil tried to win his soul, but mighty God was in control. Followed him faithfully, and they watched him part the mighty sea. God can make you strong, standing on his promises and living his love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for his people.
Bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, thank you for your gift of grace, for loving us even when we make mistakes. And help us to be aware of our mistakes, to confess them to you and to turn away from them. We want to serve you and love you the way Jesus did. As we start this new year, teach us to look to you more and to trust you more. We want to be more like Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We want to hear from you. What are you doing at your church to make God's family grow?
We can all learn from each other.
So write and tell us some good news.
You can write to us the old-fashioned way.
Snail mail.
At Karen and Kids, Post Office Box, 168, Timonio, Maryland, 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
You can visit us online at www.karenakids.com.
And remember,
we all make mistakes,
but God forgives us. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.